We should start. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to All One Aside, episode
26.
No?
2067. I'm, you know what I realized? I never introduced us anymore. I'm Charlie.
Everyone knows we don't have any new listeners.
I'm Charlie and I'm with a Sloan.
Hi.
And a Burke.
Hi.
To, yeah.
That's why we don't do it anymore.
If you want to contact us, please do at Twitter. At All One Aside on Twitter. And hello at allwineaside.com by email if you want to send us longer questions. And also on Facebook, please go like our goddamn page. Because nobody's...
We've had like 28 new likes this week.
No, we didn't, did we?
Did we?
How?
I don't know. I've been seeing it in my reports.
In your reports?
Your reports?
Well, I have like... I manage so many fucking Facebook accounts.
Really? Are you sure? Does that mean that we have 140 likes right now?
Maybe.
I do not believe you.
I saw this article. I came across an article online that was top 10 podcasts for women to listen to. And I was
we
like...
We were in it?
I wish. I checked it. I was like, maybe. Maybe. No.
No, zero this week.
No. Oh, zero this week.
We have 128. Anyway, or on Skype at podcaster_ Charlie to leave us messages. And that's it. How's it going, girls?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah? It's cold, eh?
Oh, fuck, it's cold.
It's all right.
Eh?
Eh?
How Canadian.
It's election day.
Yes. It is.
Did you guys go vote?
I want to cut this short to go vote.
Okay.
Well, cancel my vote.
cancel your vote?
Yeah, I cancel my vote.
What Why? Do you mean?
Because I don't like anybody.
You don't like anybody?
No. So how do you cancel your vote?
You can either go and like put your name and like put it in with nothing in, or you scratch everybody. So you could just cancel your vote.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So then, but like, why even go vote then?
Because I'm still making the effort of saying, I don't like any of you guys. And I think this system sucks of like the way the laws are made and the parliament is done. And like the whole thing, I think it makes no sense. Like,
but what happens if most people vote like you?
Everybody did vote like me, then we'd be like, okay, something's wrong. We need to switch things around. It's just because now we're like, okay, fuck Harper. He's going to be out. And tendency shows that it's going to be liberal, but a minority. So nothing's going to change.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not the right way to kind of, it's super idealist. Like my views are super idealist. Like on s'en fout là, ça par rapport, but it's not a way to change any like economy or whatever. Like it's just not going to happen. Same with the States, really. It's the same thing.
Meh. You went to vote?
I went this morning, yeah.
Me too. I went this afternoon.
It was actually... usually I have to go far, but like a few blocks away. And this...
like this two streets away.
It's good. 6 to 8 blocks away.
I looked at it and I was like, it's 4 streets away. Ugh.
That's not worth my effort. This time though, it was literally at the corner of my street at the arena. So like we walked there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really close.
It's exciting. Did you have to wait for a long time?
No, there was like 2 people ahead of us that are
went straight in.
Nice.
I'm hoping too. Like at 9, it won't be anybody left. Probably people not. Will all have voted.
Probably.
I'm gonna go in with like my idealist views.
Scratch everyone else.
Screw all of you. I was talking to someone about this, and they were like also canceling their vote, and they were like, I think I'm just gonna draw a square and write my name and like vote for myself. Like that's actually not bad idea.
They probably like would throw it out though if you did that.
Well, they canceled anyway,
so they know that I voted, so I'm accounted for in the participation, but
still be called for jury duty because isn't that how they like pick people for jury duty?
Is it?
If you vote, if you don't Damn vote, it. You can't get picked.
Really?
Like that, I think so because it makes you like part of society.
Aren't you part of society even if you don't vote?
I don't think you're considered a participating. If that makes sense, participating part of society. Yeah.
Aren't you a participating part of society as soon as you pay taxes on anything?
I heard though that it changes something when you vote. Like it kind of makes you like more involved.
Oh God. There's going to be a high rate of participation though this year. Everybody's voting.
Apparently a lot of people pre-voted. Like, a lot of people already have voted.
Like crazy.
Yeah. That's good. It's about time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't complain if you don't vote.
For Toronto tomorrow morning.
That's exciting.
That's fun. For what?
For a conference, a photography conference.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I'm back on Friday. I'm leaving my puppies.
With your ex?
With my ex. Well, not ex.
I'm sorry. I'm having like, I'm in so much pain with my teeth.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
Yes, with my ex. But he works all week, so my puppies are pretty much going to stay alone, which sucks. Yeah.
They'll survive.
Poor puppies. I know.
They have each other.
I spoil my dogs. Think of it that way. And I feel bad leaving them more than 4 hours. So, but I understand that the rest of the world, their dogs stay home 8 hours.
Seriously. And they have each other.
Yeah. They aren't used. Yeah. Although apparently they have no concept of time, right?
I don't believe that. Because they know exactly when their dinner is.
Right.
So usually dogs that don't have a routine don't have concept of time. But as soon as you implement some
structure
to their day, they definitely do. That makes sense. It's like a baby. Baby doesn't have concept of time until he starts school.
I thought they were like independent at that point, you know, just like just let him loose.
But like dogs, I guess they can definitely follow a routine and know their routine.
Yeah,
definitely makes your life a lot easier.
They'll understand it's bedtime, yeah. And then it's bedtime, it's nap time. And it's nap time.
You make them lie down every day at the same time; they'll eventually just fall asleep at that time every day.
Are you sleeping well?
No, at all. Oh, my God. Mm. No sleeping at all. It's horrible. If I stay on one side too long, I get this pain in, like, I can't even say my hip. Kind of like my glutes, I guess. The same thing on the other side. And on your back, all your organs just get squished. And I can't sleep on my stomach. So just don't sleep. Just toss and turn all night.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
I was going to say, you're close to, like, not sleeping. But I figured you're probably not sleeping now. So it's just a pain in the ass. Yeah.
There's a difference, though, with, like, just tossing and turning all night than having to get up and go feed something. So as much as I'm not sleeping.
That weird face thing,
that
makes noise.
Yeah. So it's probably still more sleep than I'm going to be getting in a few weeks from now.
That was good. Okay, so yeah, you guys want to hear my news?
Yeah, kinda. Yes.
Okay, so
kinda. Not sure. No, nah, I'm so test me with the first line.
I'll see how I feel.
First of all, my wedding season's finished.
Officially?
Oh, yay! Oh, yay. Man, cheers to that.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, I have one more wedding left, but like in a month and a half. And
that's
really
something
count.
Else we don't do before yeah. intros or cheers anymore. Yeah. We just slack. Jesus.
We just show up and drink.
Fucking Charlie, man, tighten this shit up, man.
Yeah, my wedding season's finished, finally. I just have to finish all my crap, all my pictures, and deliver them. But I am done. And yeah, I'm leaving for Toronto, and then I'm leaving for San Francisco next week.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know.
With your cousin?
With my cousin from Italy.
Remember to ask her about her, him?
Her.
Okay.
Oh, the UTI medication.
Yeah. I want that shit, man.
Coming in from Europe, is that it?
Yeah. Nice. I want her to, like, bring me some.
Yeah, you're right.
That drink that you had in Portugal, that
it's
one?
It's a powder that you put in water. It's, like, pink. You shake it.
A drink. So, yes, Brooke, a drink.
A drink, yeah.
No, but I mean, it's, the medication is a powder. It's right. Not a drink.
Okay.
It's like Crystal Light.
Yeah, it actually looks like Crystal Light because once you shake it.
Stop doing this, you're freaking me out.
Masturbate your drink there.
It's a drink, it's a powder. I don't know what you're doing.
It tastes all right.
That's it.
You know what's funny? Last weekend, I had like a dinner and we played the boulette, you know, that game where you have to mime. You play on my birthday. We have to mime and whatever. And I got Ron Jeremy that I had to mime Ron Jeremy. So I just went like.
Did people get what it was?
Yeah, well, there's different rounds. So yeah, they knew Ron Jeremy was in the game.
Okay.
It's like different rounds in the names of characters that you have to do or whatever, like make people guess, it always come back.
Okay.
But every round is like, one is you have to say
everything, yeah.
The other one you have to mime.
One word. Then you mime. And then you have to say, nothing. The last round is Stephanie round. Oh. So you pretty much say Stephanie, like the character would. Try to be Ron Jeremy. Stephanie. Stephanie. Stephanie!
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I got it.
Ron Jeremy.
Too. Yeah, I got it, too. So
I remember at your birthday, I had Kardashian.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had to say Stephanie, like Kardashian, and I just went like, Stephanie, and then stuck out my butt.
Do people get it?
You got it.
Nice.
It was funny.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
So I got Ron Jeremy, and okay. I like
masturbated with
him. Masturbated.
I like jerked off. I mimed that I was jerking off. I don't know
with
what
a big penis.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What's your news?
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
No. Wait. Are you going to have a job this winter?
No. Well, I'm not sure. Not 100% sure, but for now, no.
Why?
Okay.
just no, make a conversation.
The people that I went to work for before wedding season contacted me again, and they want me again. But remember that email I was supposed to send two weeks ago? I didn't send it yet.
Goddamn.
So I'm hoping that they kind of hoping that they forgot about me and they just like gave up. So just so I don't have to deal with it.
But so you don't want that job.
Yeah, you don't want a job.
It's not that. It's just that right now my head's not there.
Right.
Because like, your head is.
So Ken and I.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Kenneth
and I yesterday broke up.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I love how when people say we broke up because. Were you two together, right. actually?
Because you guys wouldn't even admit you were a thing and you guys broke up?
Well, okay, so last weekend for Thanksgiving, I went to Ottawa after my two weddings. I had a wedding on Saturday, I had a wedding on Sunday, and then on the Monday, I went to meet his parents in Ottawa.
You did like an aller-retour.
Yeah.
That apparently went well.
So I went to Ottawa at noon and got there at like 2. And then came back, like had supper there and then came back, straight back.
With him?
With him
and the roommate.
The roommate went also?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did they drive there with you?
No, they went by bus on the Saturday morning.
Okay.
Teenagers.
Does he drive, Ken?
Yeah, he does. Okay. Yeah. But he doesn't have a car.
Okay.
So it went well. They're actually really cool parents. And they're really nice. I feel like I would really get along well with the mother. Like she's really cool. In her kitchen, there's like frames of like coffee. And then she has all kinds of wine and stashes everywhere. And I was like, God, we're like best friends. Fuck. And the father's in a band. And like,
oh, hey.
Yeah. And I was in a band. So it's like, okay, it's my type of people. But anyway, so it went well, whatever. And then all week I was thinking, I'm like, it's like, no, I'm in a relationship. You mean right. The parents? You're done.
It's official.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I want to be in a relationship? Blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, I'm like, ugh. Anyway. So on yesterday was Sunday.
So Saturday.
Saturday night. And I'm like, guys, to Sloan and our other friends, I'm like, guys, I think I'm going to go and break up with Ken.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not there. And I don't know if I'm there. And I don't know. Anyways. So I call him.
I love how you were like, guys, I think I'm going to break it off with Ken. And like, no one answered. And like,
for hours. And I was like, wow.
But okay. My phone was dead. My phone was dead. And then I was like, you know, you do what you got to do. And she's like, wow, thanks for the advice.
Man. 3 hours later.
Is that what you said?
I don't know what I said. It was along those lines. Yeah. It was just like kind of...
Nobody answered for hours. And then she comes in and she's like...
Yeah, well...
You gotta do what you gotta do. And I'm like, thanks, Sloan. Good thing you're there. She's like, whoops, okay.
Anyway, yeah, but then I came back.
Yeah, you came like, back with more, better advice.
More positive.
So I was like... So I had to go and bring something first. For a friend of mine at a house really, really far. And so I went there and then I wanted to go to Ken's house to break up with him. But he was somewhere else and he had to be at his house around 9:30 at night. I was like waiting around Montreal, just like waiting for him to come home. And so I went to see our friend Asia and I went to grab a drink with her and her boyfriend, by the way.
Mm. Oh, she went boyfriend?
She went back.
With her ex?
Yeah.
Please, this guy.
I know.
I don't like him.
And he was very shy about, like, he saw me and he was, like, embarrassed. It showed.
No shit.
Yeah. Anyways, she went back to him. If you're listening, Asia, we're disappointed in you. Oh, yeah. But she already knows. Anyways.
I'm not giving this relationship more than 6 months.
I'm hoping. I mean, she deserves better than him, 100%. Hold back.
But what I've always told her is that if you guys don't take, like, a break that's longer than, like, a year or two, you're just going to go back to your old habits, yeah. And it's just going to be hell.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, hell, hell.
Basically, she lived with this guy. She bought a condo with this guy. Well, ish.
A house, whatever.
Yeah, she bought a house. And then they lived together, and he, like, went through this, like, weird phase. Like, he had to find himself, and he went back to Brazil.
He's still Brazilian. Not found.
Oh, yeah. He became a vegan, and she had to, like...
Cook for him.
And he works from home, so he was, like, always there. And then he was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, blah, blah, blah. And he started calling her names, like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And,
like he said that. Yeah, that's it.
And, like, really, like, not okay. Whoa. Like, not okay. So they finally broke up, and she left. And now they're back. And it's like... Argh! Anyways.
Oh, and also, she got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, and she got pregnant with him, and she
They broke up, and then she was like, I remember she called me, and she's like, I think, I don't know what to do, da-da-da. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to do? She's like, well, it's not like you, I want kids. I'm like, you're fucking 28, man, you pack that shit up, and you, like, yeah, wait a couple of years, yeah. You know?
and you and you broke up with him. Like, no, don't stay with him just because you have a you got pregnant. You
know? No, that's so the worst idea.
She got
the abortion.
The abortion. Oh,
yay, Canada.
Anyways, on my way to go to grab a drink with Asia, do you want to go like grab alcohol? I was driving and I go I started my period and I'm like fuck. So it was like 8:55, and I'm like Jean Couture. And I'm like, Jacques-Couture, I have to go to Jacques-Couture. So I go to a pharmacy and buy tampons because I was stuck. And I was clearly not out very, not close from home. So I go and buy tampons, put it in. And then I'm thinking.
Put it in.
In the washroom.
Of the pharmacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my car. And Brooke's like, ugh. I would have done it if there was no choice.
I've peed in the back of a van before, so I'm fine.
And then while I was like putting in my tampon.
He calls you.
No, I'm like, wait, what if I was feeling this way only because I was PMSing?
I was just thinking that maybe it was a PMS thing.
So I go to see Asia and I'm like, dude, I'm PMSing. And she's like, oh, you know, maybe you shouldn't do it. Like, maybe you shouldn't break up with him. Like, maybe you should just like give it a couple days, see if it's not like, you know, your girl parts. So I got to his house and I was like, yeah, but I'm going to his house. And I said that we needed to talk. And obviously he knows something's up. I'm not going to go be at his house and be like, I just wanted to be with you.
I'm not sure.
So I get to his house and he opens the door and he's like,
you could have just been like early April Fools.
Yeah, no kidding, like 6 months earlier. So I'm like, he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. And his roommate saw me and he's like, didn't stick around. Like, he's like, okay, I'm gonna go to my bedroom. Like, clearly they talked. You know what I mean? So I was like all embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? So anyway, so I started the conversation anyway.
How did that go? What did you say?
So I said, basically I said, so I'll tell you. Okay, so here's the thing. So you know how I've been going to the doctor to go do the fertility
testing?
Yeah. So I went to my results, and there's one test particularly that wasn't done properly that Asia did, by the way. wasn't done properly, so I have to go do that again. But for now, what's happening is that apparently, you guys ready for this?
Okay.
You can have babies.
No, apparently, this is like how my life is. And it's like, of course it is. Apparently, I'm about to get into menopause.
What? Are you shitting me?
So my body is exhausted because of the Graves' disease for the last 5 years. I'm guessing. I don't know. They can't explain it, obviously. Sometimes your body just goes that way.
Right.
Apparently it's genetic as well. I'm thinking that because of my Graves' disease that's been like ongoing for 5 years, it just exhausted my body and it just pushed everything forward.
I feel like this is bad timing for like the news that you're saying.
Cheers!
So basically my body is close to being in menopause.
God.
Yeah.
So if you want babies, it's now.
So if I want babies, it's now, but it might be too late already. So I don't know what it's called, like the hormone or their enzyme, what's called that determines menopause. But apparently when you're at 10, you're in menopause. It's like done.
When you're 1, you're like 20 and woo.
When you're 1, you're like 4. Yeah. I'm a 9.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I'm like there. So it could be like in the next 2 years, I could be in menopause. Basically.
Wow.
And the doctor's like, fucking weird. Which totally actually makes sense for me. A lot of it makes sense because 2 years ago, I went to the eye doctor because I had headaches and I felt like my glasses weren't the right prescription. And then the doctor said he was trying to find the prescription and he couldn't find it at all. Like, he was like, fuck, I can't figure it out, you know? And he was like, oh, I think it's this. And then 2 weeks later, I came back and I was like, no, I'm still... So he couldn't find it because my eyes had gotten better 2 points and we finally found it. And then the doctor was like, that's weird though, because usually women that get like 2 points or 3 points better are usually in menopause. So now everything makes sense.
Holy
I was
shit.
Like, haha, that's so funny. But there you go. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Wow. So basically, because I'm so close to menopause, it's going to be very, very difficult for me to have kids. And the test that we missed or we fucked up is to see if I actually produce ovaries. Like, I don't know that yet. So it could be even both, that I don't produce ovaries and I'm going into menopause. Knowing my body could be...
If you don't produce ovaries, you could buy someone's ovary and like...
Yes.
Fertilize it and then have it in you and then produce a baby.
But it wouldn't be my baby.
No, it wouldn't be your baby.
Yeah. That's it, exactly. But because I'm so close to menopause, the chances of the baby actually catching on in my stomach would be like close to nothing.
Your body.
All this to say that the reason why I started all the fertility tests is because when I first started seeing Ken, one of the first things he ever told me was, I want kids. Like, right. I'm excited about it, and I really want kids. I guess because maybe the ex or the XX, I don't know, didn't want kids, and he just felt like he had to blurt it out there. He was so excited about it that I decided to go do the fertility test because I knew that I would have problems because I want to give it to him, right? Like, I don't want to start going out with somebody and then 2, 3, 4 years down the road,
when you're, like, together and in love, and
we find out that I can't give him a baby, and then what? You're stuck at this fucking weird fork.
Yeah, but then again, wouldn't you rather, like, choose a person and then, you know, add babies from other ways to that equation?
But you should have seen him. He's, like, really, he really wants a baby.
Yeah,
you
he's know? Also 27. He doesn't know what this means, you know?
Anyways, so that's why I wanted to do it. I was like, let's just get it out of the way fast. And if I can't have a baby, at least we're not, like, together. So it's like we could just split up and it's not a big deal. So anyways, so I got this news. You know, I'm damaged. And so I got at his house and I said, listen, you know, I think we have to talk, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, yeah, I got that. And he knew that I got results. I was like, so I tell him the whole story and everything that happened. And I also told him, like, you know, do you feel like some, you know, we didn't really get to know each other. Like, in the last 4 months, we never were together because the roommate's always there. Because we're always with my friends, we're always with his friends. We're never really, like, together alone, you know? Like, we never got to know each other, get to know our characters and find out, like, what we're about, basically. So when I think of Ken, I think of him with his friends, and I'm not a fan. Like, they're younger, and they're boring as shit. Like, all they do is sit around and, like, talk. That's their parties, you know? Okay. And it's like, I'm 32, but fuck, you have a party, you drink your ass off.
They don't drink?
They hardly drink. They, like, sip, you know? They don't get drunk, you know?
Oh, wesh.
Yeah, they don't dance, there's no music.
What is, like, that generation?
On! Yeah. So I was like, I don't like it. So anyways, so I was telling him all this, like, do we even have anything in common, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like, I got the results. And he's like, yeah, how'd that go? And I tell them, like, I don't think that I can have babies, blah, 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 and things like that. So then he figured out that I was on my period. And he was like, are you on your period? And I'm like,
no way.
Yeah. And I'm
That's kind of cute and clever.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, how about we don't make any harsh decisions just yet? And I was like, okay. Like, so I left his house. And
that night, or did you sleep over?
No, I can't sleep over with the dogs. I left. And we hadn't broken up. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I went with the mindset that I was going to break up with him. And then he convinced me otherwise. Like, maybe it is PMS, you know? So I got home and I was like, you know what, Charlie, relax. Like, give it another week. Maybe, you know, like, maybe you'll be okay. So anyways, we sleep on it. The next day, he calls me. Yeah, he calls me. And he goes, you know, I was thinking about it. And I think you're right. I think that we should break up. And I'm like,
I want to make that decision.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? And actually, don't Sloan. It's like, how did you become the dumb person, the dumb baby? He's like, yeah, and this is why, Sloan, I was telling you, like, I'll tell you today. He's like, you know, like, I do really, really want kids. And if, like, I feel really shitty saying it, but if you can't have any, like, I don't think I can do it.
This is how this is how I see the level of immaturity in somebody, because finding that person for you is so difficult.
Yeah.
And I understand your love of kids, but, like, you can always have kids.
Yes, but considering that I'm not yet the person, right? Because we don't even know each other.
But that's true. And I find that it's dumb that he wouldn't
try it.
Yeah.
But what if in, you know, we do keep going and then a year from now we fall in love? Well, you know, anyway, and then he decides, you know what, like, the last thing I want, and this is what I told him the day before, the last thing I want is, like, I would kill myself if eventually he would resent me for it. Like, what if, like, 40 years down the line, he's like, fuck, you know?
If you guys raise kids together, it's not gonna matter. The kid is your own at one point, you know? It's not like it didn't come out of your fucking vagina, but it doesn't mean that it's not your child, you know?
And if you guys did really fall in love, it doesn't matter if that you guys have kids, if they're biologically whose, or, like, if he really wants kids, maybe that's something that you guys could talk about if you're open to a surrogate using someone else's egg, or, you know what I mean?
Okay, fuck, so you could have a black baby. Are you shitting me?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a cute, they're the cutest fucking babies.
I was like,
a black baby.
I was like, is she making a joke? Is she not making a joke?
You do realize this baby I'm carrying is half black, right? Before you go any further.
No, I love black babies. They're the cutest babies. They have, like, their little tiny nose, and, like, they're never, like, purple. They're always actually black, you know? They're the color they're supposed to be.
Purple.
It's true. White babies are purple.
And they have this cute hair. They have hair. First of all, they have hair.
KG was born with a full fucking head of hair, but it was, I'm not sure if you remember.
I remember.
Pin straight. It looked like a wig. It was like jet black and pin straight and tons of it.
It was like yours.
It was even straighter and darker and denser than mine. It was almost like Asian hair. And I was like, no, I'm supposed to have curly hair.
And now she does. That came back. That came. So yeah, so that's, so I hung up the phone and I was like, ah, what the hell? So I cried.
What just happened?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I was like already like gung-ho to fucking break up with him. And now I'm like crying. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I texted him and I'm like, okay, am I stupid or I just like really want you to come over? And he's like, am I stupid? I really want to. So he came over. Yeah. So he came
over. So that's why you didn't want to go for my drink last night.
Well, no, that was after. That was after you asked me for the drink. I wanted to stay home and like just like be in my bubble.
So he came for a few hours and then he left?
So he came and and he left and we talked again and more. It was like the worst breakup day ever because it didn't work. It was...
What do you mean? So terrible. Because you guys...
He walked in, and I jumped on him, and we had sex.
I was going to say, did you guys have breakup sex?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, well, okay, I wasn't expecting that. And I'm like... So then we started talking, and like I started talking about, the, like, obviously the baby thing, and everything. He's like, I feel terrible that I'm, like, ending this because of the baby and blah, blah. And I'm like, but I understood. I really did understand. And then I told him, like, there's other ways, if anything. Like, anyways, I'm not going to tell you the whole story.
But, yeah, you had the point that we said.
Yes. I told him that if I absolutely can't have a baby and it's, like, impossible, I wouldn't be that opposed to just, like, getting an egg donor and just having, right, like, his baby. And then, you know, you get a surrogate and it's his baby. It's just not mine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would suck, but whatever.
But you're still the mother.
Yeah, it's still yours, just biologically. Yeah, yeah. It's not your egg.
Anyways, 6 hours later, we decided that we would wait at least till it's 100% that I can't have kids. And then we'll see it from there.
So it's still based on that?
It's still based on that. A little bit, yeah.
I think that sucks really bad. Like, I think that's really rotten. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. But how about you guys just, like, fucking hang out until, like...
I told him, can we go back to just, like, dating and just, like, being relaxed? And he said, I think we're too far for that. And it's true. I think it is true that we're a little bit too far.
So now what? I'm still not clear on what's going on here.
So now we're, like, together still. We're just, like, taking it one day at a time, basically, and figuring it out.
Waiting to see if you can have kids? Like, that sucks for you. Like, that's so much pressure on you. And that's so, like, you're responsible if you guys stay together or not.
Well, yeah.
And it's something that you have no control over.
I find that really, really, really...
Rotten.
Retarded.
But like if I really can't have kids, I don't think I want to stay with him anyways.
Because the pressure and the
because I don't want to get resented one day.
Right.
Because there's always that chance.
But my issue is with him even thinking that he could resent you for not being able to have kids. You know.
He said probably not. I said he will. So yeah. Anyway, that's it.
I don't like that story at all. That was horrible.
I don't like Kenneth at all anymore.
I feel like it's nothing you have control over.
Yeah, I know. But I do understand. It's a big decision.
Yes, but it's a childish one to make it that way.
But it's unfair for me to tell him that, you know what, I can't have kids, so you have to love me for me. It's unfair. We don't know each other.
That's what a relationship is. Yeah. He has to love you for you.
No, we don't know each other.
But even so me, that's a reason. That's it. We don't know each other is fair enough, but for him to cut you off right off the bat like this because you might not be able to have kids, to me, it's like, it makes no sense.
Giving you a chance.
It's not like...
You don't want to have kids, and he does. That I can understand.
No, I know. But if we were, like, 5 years down the line and I discovered this, then I would be on your side. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, you know me, you love me, then what's your problem? But I did these tests before, like now, because of this. Because I know how much he wants kids, and he has no commitment to me. You know what I mean? He could very well find another person like me that he'll love just as much, and that can give him children.
But maybe not, too.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, he'll come running back, and I'll be like, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
So that's what you want.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I did it on purpose. It's on me. I could have just said, like, oh, well, we'll see what happens in 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't. I wanted to know right away for this purpose. The only thing is that, like, we were in our bubble yesterday, and I really like him in the bubble. Like, he's really nice, and he's really, like... awesome.
But when he's out of the bubble,
he's a character, and I can't really hate him for that because I'm a character when I'm outside the bubble. Like, when I'm around friends, and guys are, like, super known for this, like, because I have two brothers, and it's like I've seen it every day growing up. guys are notorious for, like, they'll be one type of person when they're in between family or alone with someone, and then as soon as they get their friends, they become this fucking jackass. Right. Like, they know it all, and they're arrogant, and they're this, and they're that, and he's like that too. Like, he's a boy. Like, all boys are like that. I don't like that Ken, but I like Ken
your alone. Version of
my
Ken.
Right. Like, real Ken, very much. Like, so it's like, I'm very like, ah. But I told him. So he said that, okay, like, he knows that he plays a character with people, and he'll, like, he's aware now, but we'll see. Anyways.
So if you guys keep seeing each other, you just need to spend more time alone and less...
That's it. That was the whole goal, right? That's what I told him yesterday, because we never even spend time alone. So, anyway, all this to say...
I still don't like him. anymore.
I'm okay with it.
He brought it up on himself.
So, yeah, so all this to say, that's my life right now.
Wow.
Yay, Charlie! Broken.
Oh.
Shit, man, that sucks big time.
It does suck.
It's okay.
What a fucking downer.
I can give you my ovary. I don't want it.
Yeah, because all I want is a fucking Sloan baby. She'll just come out of the womb and be like, hey, bitches, let's drink.
I was like, that's the best kind of baby you want.
You can drink while you're breastfeeding.
Yeah. The baby's like, yeah. Yeah.
Doing, like, peace signs on, like...
What are those called?
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. Like, peace signs. Be like, I'm coming out, bitches.
Are you ready?
Is that a bong?
What just happened?
Imagine.
Is that a bong? Is that what
is
you
that
said?
A bong? In the ultrasound?
Oh, I don't even smoke weed that much anymore.
Yeah, I know. She smokes more than you.
Well, not anymore.
I hope not. So anyway, so yeah, fans, I'm sorry for the downer, but I had to say my situation.
Oh, boys will be very happy. They'll be like, yes, she's available.
Charlie's back on the mark, kind of.
Well, kind of.
She's on standby.
I'm on standby.
Depends on her ovaries.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's okay. But I do like him, so maybe it is a good idea for me to try it.
I think you only like him because he's pushing you away.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you were ready to leave him.
Yeah.
I was ready to leave him until I saw him. Then I saw him and I was like, fuck, that sucks.
We're so fucking complicated.
Yeah, women are stupid. And plus, I'm on my period. I don't know how I feel.
Proximity has that thing too, like when we broke it off, like Portugal and I was like, I'm just gonna tell him how it is and whatever, and be like, you know, we can just like hang out and have sex. And he came in and was like, well, maybe. You know, like, I was so uncomfortable and shy and weird. I was like a fucking shadow of myself. It was awful. And he was like, I don't really know what to say. I'm like, oh, you can leave. And
do whatever.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, face-to-face is hard. I can't do face-to-face. I always write shit.
Face-to-face is hard, yeah. Even with Tom, like, we've been together so long. Like, if I have something really serious to tell him, it comes out so much better if I write, like, send him an email or something. Like, the amount of emails I've, like, sent him to get my point across, and I, like, express myself well.
Oh, yeah,
well,
me too.
And
I have this book I call the Everything Book. I just write everything in it. And every time with my ex-boyfriend, I would write down everything, and I would just make him read it in front of me.
Yeah.
Because, or else it doesn't come across properly, and then it comes out, like, all weird, and he's like, I don't know what you mean.
And so do I. Like, all the important stuff. Like, I broke up with my ex with like a huge breakup letter that I sent him, and I was like, we'll talk about it tonight, you know, but this is everything I need to say to you, you know. And he replied, he wrote like a big email, sent it to me, he's like, we'll talk tonight, and then everything was pretty much said. So when we got there, it was just like, I was crying, he was like, I understand. I was like, that was pretty much it, but I didn't have to say anything, you know. And with Portugal, every time I went like, so what are we? It was always in writing.
In me email, yeah.
We don't have this conversation. Although, last week I was like, so can I see other people?
Last week?
Yeah, last week.
What? And what did he say?
He was like, well, or no, the week before. He was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean... And I was
he doesn't want to.
And I was like, because, you know, you're my plan A, but, like, if nothing's happening here, like, I need, like, other plans, you know? And he's like, okay, I don't know what you want me to say. I was like, well, you can say no, or you can say yes. He's like, well, I don't know. Is there somebody? And I was like, well, no, but there could be, you know, like.
Right.
And he was like, I don't know. I was like, well, how are you going to feel if I go and I sleep with someone else? He's like, well, I don't know, because it hasn't happened yet. Like,
okay, what is this guy, 5 years old? Fuck.
I know. So then I was like, well, I'm going to be very straightforward with you. If you go and you sleep with someone, I know we have this agreement that we'll tell each other. But like, if you do, I won't be mad, but I'm probably going to be like, okay, like, I don't want to do this anymore. He's like, okay, I completely understand. I'm like, okay. So
now you.
No, but then I was like, but we did this like very like drunk and like playfully. Like it wasn't like whatever.
Of course.
And then we were like having fun and laughing about the whole thing. And I was like, aren't you going to miss this? He's like, well, yeah, for sure. I was like, so what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyways, and we just kind of laughed it off and like nothing else happened.
So nothing got resolved?
Oh God. We're still seeing each other like twice a week.
Okay,
like,
so clearly he doesn't want you to do that.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. I'm going to speak for Portugal, okay? Don't do it. Just don't sleep with anybody else.
Until when though?
Forever. Until you're together.
What if we do not get together?
You are together, you moron.
We're not together.
Oh my God. You are together. No. That's enough.
We are not together.
You are together.
He's going to play music soon with like another band. He does like cover, probably in a bar. You can come with me. Okay. And then you'll meet him and then you'll see what I mean.
Okay.
We're not but together.
Are you ready though? Because I'm going to.
No, you cannot do that fucking move on me.
Okay. No. What you did to her? Yeah. Ken was on the show.
Yeah, but them, it's
dun,
a different,
dun, dun.
It's a different situation. Because I also said, can I put the spotlight on you guys? I actually said that.
So I can say that and I'll be covered.
And I'll be no. I said no.
You just have to announce you're going to do it first. I have a question for you, though, because I was listening to, I think, two shows back, and it was when you had came back from Portugal and you were really upset with your job and you were like looking to leave and you had applied to another job. What's going on with that?
I'm so undecisive. Okay. For now, I'm sticking around my job. And if I leave, it's probably only going to be in next fall.
What happened with the new job, though? Didn't you apply for a new job?
Oh, yeah. Did you apply for a new job?
I applied for two new jobs. One of them didn't work out because the girl wants me at another position and the position's not available. I'm like, okay, great. And the other one, it was at Cirque du Soleil and it was a marketing director's position, which is what I have now. But I don't want that position anymore. It's too much stress and I can't concentrate on other things. And I have like more projects that are adding up on the sidelines. So I kind of want to focus on that rather than...
Okay. I'm just curious.
So I said no.
Okay.
So that's where I am now.
All right.
Still looking though. If there's like a great opportunity somewhere, I'll definitely take it.
I just realized you said you were leaving tomorrow for Toronto. Fuck. I want to go to IKEA on Wednesday.
Oh my God. You guys.
We still haven't gone. I need a curtain rod for the baby's room.
We still haven't gone, yeah.
I have one. It's white.
That would work.
That might work.
Like the dollar one.
Oh yeah, exactly. Why don't you go to the dollar? Yeah, you could go to
I need other stuff too. Because I have a whole bunch of lamps at my house that bought
from
IKEA.
You're a heavy drinker today, huh?
Yeah,
you're
really.
Like drinking
maybe,
my emotions there.
Kind of maybe sort of going through a breakup.
I'm in menopause.
Is this what menopausal women do? Drink wine?
Shit. I can see you pull this line off every time.
All the time.
Like, that's the positive thing to it.
That's
look,
my life
I'm in menopause.
I'm in menopause. Fuck you. whatever. Who cares? Fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm not even that upset about that. It's the same thing as Graves' disease. I was like, oh my God. Menopause symptoms, and I was like reading through the symptoms
been
of menopause.
There, done that, bought the t-shirt.
Fucking, it's Graves' disease. It's the entire fucking thing. I was like, oh, I've had this for the last 5 years. I'm good.
No difference.
No
maybe
problem.
It'll rebalance shit, you know?
Like, maybe. The only problem is that I can't have kids. That's it.
Because it is so similar to Graves' disease, is it possible that the tests were.
No, it's not the same because I'm actually. For the first time in 5 years, I'm complete remission. Like, my thyroid is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I got those results the week before, and I was like, oh, celebration. Da, 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 da.
But then the rest of your hormones.
And I was like, oh, but by the way, you're in menopause. And I was like,
oh.
All right, cool. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, so it's not the same, but it doesn't matter. Okay.
All right.
Do you guys want to go to Trust Circle?
Sure.
Trust Circle.
Like, do we do that for this?
No, it's actually Trust Circle.
All right.
Okay. Are you okay?
I have one nostril that's completely blocked. It's horrible.
And you can't have just any? What happens
no,
if you
I
get
know.
One spritz?
I don't know. Right? Baby comes out all crazy.
It's probably already crazy.
Crazy.
It's all right. Crazy.
Crazy baby.
And you can't take cold and sinus?
No, that I definitely can't take. I take Justin before I could take a pill.
I really heard I can take Justin before I could take
Justin. Because I actually looked up if I could take it, but they don't know. Because the thing is they were like, we can't really, use pregnant women and test them. You know what I mean? Like, because that's wrong. So they're like, we don't know.
But can they take pregnant mice? Yeah.
Shove just that up their nose. See how it goes. I'm not sure how that works. Blows them away.
Blows them away. The mouths are like, blow away. Well, if it helps, I'm not allowed to take Advil because of my thyroid, so really? It probably does make a difference. I take it anyways, I don't give a shit.
Well, Advil, Tylenol, yeah, I wouldn't take.
Well, and now you're in menopause.
Connection? Probably should have taken all the Advil and Tylenol.
Shit. Yeah. Oh. Well, now everything makes sense.
So what do you got for us for Trust Circle?
Oh, yeah. Trust Circle. I feel like you should be holding hands for that moment.
I kind of feel like, too, but I have a snotty Kleenex in my hand, so no one really wants to hold my hands.
You know, you should just, like, put
those... I had it here before.
Like my grandmother rolls it up her sleeves.
I do that too.
Disgusting.
It's awesome.
Okay, go.
By the way, I'm going to get a tattoo.
When?
I don't know.
For your menopause?
For my menopause. I'm going to say, menopause. Or I have hot flashes.
Just dried like, up age.
Oh. No, I don't know when, but I wanted to get it this week, but because I'm going to Toronto, I can't.
Get it in Toronto. Oh, no, don't. I it's hate so expensive.
Menopause.
Is it really?
So, like, cry.
It's crazy. I was thinking about it, but I don't even think I'll have time to go in Toronto because I have the conference. But, yeah.
Are you in conference from like 8 to 11 at night?
No, not 11 at night, but I want a party after.
Well, just go before. Just go before the party.
No, I'll just go here. You just said that it's too expensive.
Yeah, I know, but it's fun. It's just because it's fun to get tattoos elsewhere.
That's true.
You know me.
Maybe I'll get in San Francisco. Oh, that's an idea.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Fuck, I'm so jealous you went to San Francisco.
You could get, you know, UTI medicine tattooed.
UTI medicine!
You know UTI what? Medicine?
You know that after we had, that me and Ken had sex yesterday, the first time?
Oh shit! Hold on, yesterday there was more than one time?
Yeah, we had the breakup sess and we had the
makeup sex.
And then we might be getting back together sex.
But the breakup sex, I got a little bit of a hint of UTI. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Breakup sex? You just gave me a fucking UTI. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. But then I was fine. So it was just like a
I hate
hint,
you.
Hint.
Don't tell me this.
It's just like 2 minutes and
when
it
I get
was
a
gone.
hint, I'm like, oh, I think it's coming. It's coming. Fucking there, man.
No, it was 2 minutes and then I was fine. I was making supper with a UTI, but then it was over.
Who gets over a UTI like that?
I don't know. It's not fair.
I'm fine now.
I once got rid of a UTI by chugging like a gallon of cranberry juice, and that was like once. And all really? The other times it came back full blown.
No, I peed and it went away.
I don't think that was a UTI. You were probably like slightly dehydrated or something.
No, it was definitely a UTI.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And you just peed it out?
I peed it out.
Peed out that bacteria?
Mm-hmm. That one bacteria.
That one bacteria.
I was like holding on to dear life to that one hair that I forgot to shave.
That one hair you forgot to shave.
You shaved your
Speaking of which, do you guys have any idea how hard it is to shave blindly when you can't see your fucking vagina?
Ah, just keep it long. Who cares?
Oh my god. Because I can, especially if I go in for my C-section, I have to be clean.
Just go see somebody.
Because they can't like cut through hair.
Well, how you know, high so. Does your hair go? Doesn't it cut the stomach?
No, my C-section scar is like... On your
vagina?
It's really low.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really,
it was, like,
really low.
Slightly on your stomach. Like, how high is your hair?
Yours is going to go up to your belly button? No, C-section scar is really, really low.
Oh, okay.
You have to be completely...
Just get it done. Just get it
Yeah,
waxed.
I should go get it done.
Get it done or they'll shave it for
you. Know
you.
What it is? I have been lasered. So, like, I have, like, 20 hairs. So, it's not a lot. Just when they get too long, it looks funny because there's not a lot and they're long. Look, it kind of looks like, Asian mustaches. So, like, I like to, like, get rid of it because it looks funny. But I kind of feel like it's pointless to go get it waxed. I'm like, can you wax these 20 hairs of mine?
Make Tom tweeze them up.
Tweeze them. Well, every time I complain to him, I was like, dude. Do you want me to do it? And I'm like, no. I like to keep some sort of attraction there.
Good point.
You shave my Asian mustache on my vagina? No, thanks.
Oh, God.
Do you want to sing a song? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Charlie's there in the background making the soundtrack.
Oh, it's Nomo. It's Nomo.
That one. What the? What the?
No, what the? What the?
Oh, God.
It was nice.
Fuck. So maybe go see an Asian lady that will do it for you.
Yeah, Asian ladies don't used to fuck.
Not too much hair, right? Whatever. I think I've been doing a good job. I can't tell.
She's like, I don't feel anything.
Exactly.
Okay, Trust Circle.
Wasn't that trust enough?
Yeah. How much more honest we can get. But,
okay, What is one thing you miss about being a kid?
One thing?
Not having to pay for anything.
I was going to say not paying bills. Not having responsibilities.
Having my mom cook and feed me and like do my laundry and clean my room. That was good.
Thinking the world was cool. Was awesome. It was big. Innocent. Yeah. Not knowing troubles of the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Playing with my brother. That was fun.
Oh, I was scared about what you were going to say there.
My brother. I fought my brother my whole childhood.
Yeah, no, not me. We got along really well.
Oh, yeah. What's the age difference between you guys?
7.5.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be the age difference. Yeah.
I cannot remember. Well, I think it's also a character thing, but oh, no. Because my brother is Capricorn.
Okay.
And he's like mellow as fuck. He never gets angry. We never fought. I cannot recall one time that we got into an argument. Not one.
Well, me and my brother, it's like we punched each other out once. Yeah.
But we're not that close now.
Funny, eh?
Fight brings you together. Couples should fight, you know?
Physically kill each other also.
Maybe you're right. But me and my brother aren't talking right now. Hey, my brother, the little one that's still at my mom's house, bought a house.
Nice. Is he actually going to physically move into it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With the girl? Or is the girl staying with your mother?
She's like, I'm good here.
Yeah, before he left to Italy, I yelled at him and he got really mad at me and he still hasn't spoken to me since.
But he bought a house.
But he bought a house and it fucking worked. See? Confronting works.
Yeah. When it's about an Italian family.
Yeah, that's true. So we bought a house and I am... it's not 100% approved yet, but it's, like, pretty much approved. And he's... As far as I know, he's moving into it. And
Portugal is moving as well.
Is he?
In December.
Where? Oh, like, moving in an apartment?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, oh my god, you're finally gonna be a man.
Big
he looked
boy.
At me funny. He's like...
Did he find a place or is he expecting you to ask him to move in with him?
No. He's moving into one of the apartments that his parents have.
That doesn't count.
No, but hold on. He could have done that.
It's a step.
Like years ago. This is a step. It's a major step.
Is he paying rent?
Yeah. He's going to pay rent.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to help with that building and like he's renovating another apartment. Yeah. He's doing all the shit to help his daddy. I was like, oh my god. And he wants to adopt that little bunny that my friend has.
Oh, really?
He saw it. Did I show you the picture?
Oh, wow. Well,
breaks my heart.
In 6 months, he'll ask you to date.
Because that would be the next step, apparently.
Guys.
To be exclusive.
Guys.
You want my girlfriend? Oh.
Is that him with it?
Yeah.
His little short ears.
It's a baby.
So cute.
It's a baby.
It was so cute.
I know. He was like in love with it.
Bunny.
And I was like, you know, I gotta be ready. If you're gonna go meet the bunny, it's possible you fall in love with him. Mm. And you'll, like, if you're not sure that you can have it in your place, like, don't go see it. And he's like, I'll be fine. Then we go see it and he's like, fucking, like, it's mine. I love it. My bunny is mine. And then when we came back, like, we left the bunny there, you know? And then when we came back, that's all he talked about for, like, an hour.
The bunny?
Yeah, where could I put him? Because then if I move then what? I could put him there, blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday he talked to me about it. Again, he wants that bunny. He's obsessed with it.
You guys know that they can have anxiety attacks and they can die from it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't hold him all the time.
No, but he's naturally a lover.
Okay.
The bunny.
Okay.
I used to have a bunny.
Because there's a lot of people that I know that adopted bunny because they were so goddamn cute and they would always like manipulate the bunny and they all fucking died.
Really?
This bunny fucking is 6 years old.
6 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not a baby.
Yeah,
you just said
baby.
It's a baby.
It's a mini.
It's a mini. Yeah. We used to have a bunny, but he like needed so much attention. Like you couldn't pass by the cage without him being like, let me out.
But this one runs free.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that let them run free.
At the time, we had 2 dogs, 2 cats. Like, we had like a zoo at the house. We couldn't, like, there was only so much running free we could let it do. And then one day, one of my brother's friend's little sisters came over. She's like, oh, I like your bunny. My mom was like,
you want it?
Want it? We never saw the bunny again. I heard stories that her dog got at it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's a delicious snack.
Yeah. I was really upset.
Well, someone ate.
Someone ate.
A free meal.
All right. Hello.
Trust circle. That didn't go well.
Oh, no. Yeah, we said it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't have an inner thought, and I know that's where we're going next, eh?
Shit.
Oh, actually, I had a question for GBL. We had our Canadian Thanksgiving last weekend. Yeah. I know the Americans have their Thanksgiving in November. Do they celebrate Thanksgiving in New Zealand?
What do you mean? At all, you mean?
Right.
Did you guys see the link? Probably not, actually. I posted a link on Twitter about a wedding shot in New Zealand?
No, I didn't see that.
I don't think you understand.
Was there shooting? How pretty everywhere?
It was? Yeah, it was shot on a mountain. They went by helicopter and went on a mountain. It was a elopement, so it was only three people, literally bride, groom, and the officiant. And they went on the top of a mountain, and it was snow everywhere, and they got married, and it was unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I want to get married.
Oh, prut, prut.
I know. I'm not on the right path.
But yeah, it was really, really nice. And JBL said to go and invite him if I go. And I was like, I kind of am missing the husband first. But yeah.
He could be your husband.
JBL? Mm-hmm. Let's go, JBL. I'm in menopause. Let's go, baby.
Now or never. Well, the good news is also when you're 50, you're not going to go through menopause.
That's true. That's all. That's not a good thing.
No, but I mean,
change much except it happens earlier.
I've been 20 years in. It's like fucking amateurs.
Seriously.
Okay, you ready?
For what?
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
There was a vibrato in that one.
Inner thoughts.
I was trying to force it out because I'm so congested. I was scared it wasn't going to come out at all.
Technology's wonderful. You could even tell if your man is cheating. All you have to do is pass by the girl's house that you suspect and see if his Wi-Fi connects.
Oh. With his phone, though.
But inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts. What do you do with your hands?
With the hand movement.
Oh, man, that's crazy. But what if you don't have your boyfriend's phone?
Well, he has to be in the car. You know, you like casually pass by the girl's house.
But how are you going to have to look?
Yeah, you'll be like, hey, can I have your phone? I just have to check something.
While you're driving, and he's going to be, no texting and driving.
You can figure it out. If he's guilty, you'll know just by the question.
If he's guilty, he won't let you see his phone.
Exactly. But that's even better. See, because he'll... Or maybe he won't realize that the Wi-Fi connects, and then you'll be like, why is the Wi-Fi connected?
Ta-da. That's crazy, man. Okay. Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
I wonder what my cat named me.
Was an Anna Hendrix video.
Yes, it was.
Anna Hendrix?
Oh, the one that's like
Hendrix. Because it's not like I go around, I'm like, hi, baby, I'm Sloan. Call me Sloan.
That's true. I'd be like, hey, human. Or not even, she probably doesn't know what a human is.
She's
hey.
Probably like,
mama. Giant.
Hey, mama.
Mama.
Mush me.
Actually, you know what?
What?
The dogs probably do know that my name is Mama. Because I always, my ex is here, he'll say, go see mommy. And they come and see me. Oh, and I say, go see daddy. And they go and see him. So they probably call me mommy.
I have nobody to tell my cat to go see someone else. So they're just stuck.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Oh my God.
Inner thoughts.
Why are toy hippos always blue or purple when real hippos are brown?
What are
we talking about?
Or gray. Chew, they're gray. Fuck, JBL, you fucked up my inner thoughts.
Where are doyabos?
Toy hippos.
Oh, toy hippos.
They're always blue or purple, it's true. When real ones are gray, he wrote brown. But maybe they're brown in New Zealand.
Because they're covered in dirt.
They're kind of grayish, right?
I always wonder why they were purple.
No, it's true. They're often purple.
No, but they're actually brown as well.
It's kind of brownish purple.
It's like a brownish... No. Like a brownish gray. I mean, not the brownish purple.
I meant to say brownish gray. Brownish purple. They're kind of brownish purple. Kind of blue.
But you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, probably because having a toy that's brown sucks.
But you have brown bears.
But the horses are brown.
Yeah, and like elephants are gray. And that's like a completely acceptable. But when it comes to hippos, they're like, that sucks. Hippos suck so much, we have to change the color.
They're so cute, though.
Wait, there's quite a lot of elephants, though, that are blue.
No, they're gray.
They're usually gray. Really? I know this because I'm doing the baby's room gray.
Babar. Babar was
gray. Babar was gray. I miss Babar. That was a good show.
I can't believe Babar was the kid elephant. He was like a fucking loser. Such a loser. Like the badass rhinos were the best.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what color were they?
Gray, no?
Were they gray?
They were all gray. They just wore clothes. Colorful, but clothes.
Okay.
Man.
Awesomeness. Dragon Station?
Joe!
station.
I've no idea where to clap. I'm so lost.
I made it confusing just for you.
I don't know what to do. Not musically inclined enough to figure that out.
I fucked the shit because I started it and usually you do.
I'm like really sweaty today.
It doesn't show though. You're not even sweating.
I feel damp. Moist.
That's, you feel moist? Yeah. Moist. It's the worst word ever.
That's why I said it.
Guys, I didn't tell you this. What? I had a bed bug scare.
Oh no. Why? Did you wake up with like bites?
No. Last week, my landlord called me. He's like, so someone in the building has bed bugs.
Oh my God.
So if we're going to do your whole wing, we're treating their apartments today. We're going to inspect the whole wing on Monday today. So if ever you've been bitten or whatever, call me back. Let us know. It's really important. Otherwise, please check your bed or like whatever. Mm. And I've never been even close to like that kind of a scare that I'm like, oh my God. So now I'm like, I'm like shaking my whole body. I text Portugal. I'm like, bed bug scare. Do you have any like fucking bites or anything? He's like, no, but now I'm itchy all over. I'm like,
oh my God. I'm so
I know, freaking out. I get home that night and I like completely rip like my bed apart and go into the cracks and I see nothing. Like I see nothing. So I'm like, I would know. So then I went to bed and I slept fine and it was fine. And then the next day Portugal was over and we like looked again just to make sure. And I cleaned my whole bed and whatever. I have nothing. They weren't inspecting today and they didn't call me. So I'm assuming okay. I was okay. But for real, for like a good 5 hours, I was like, that's it. I'm going to have to replace my bed. My couch.
All your clothes are open too. There's no like closet or anything.
Oh my God.
I have very minimal clothes that fit in like my closet. So yeah, I was freaking out, but it's all good.
Good stuff.
Anyways, so far, knock on fucking wood, because I don't want that shit in my place.
No,
And I was like, my cat would have killed it, right?
It? Probably not. There's one.
There's just one.
I'm always scared that for mice. Mice.
Why?
Because once you get mice in your house, you're like fucked. They like reproduce like crazy.
They do just reproduce like crazy. You know what though? We had...
Well, I have dogs, so I think that's why I never got any.
Maybe because we had a couple of mice at one point, and that's what I thought too. And I was like, oh my God, we have to get the whole place. But we had put out poison, and I guess they ate the poison. We haven't seen any like ever.
Yeah, there's ways to get rid of it.
Yeah, they never came back. Well, we're hoping this winter they don't, but because I think they just came in. Like, I don't think they were in the building. I think they came in somehow and then got stuck in the house because there was like, I think there was two of them and they ate the poison and they're gone.
When I used to live at my ex's house, there was a hole under the refrigerator and we had seen a mouse and I was like, ah, mice! And then we had put traps.
So you saw them in the fridge?
The glue, no, under the fridge.
Oh, like under, down.
They're like down. And then I ended up putting traps, the glue traps, and I caught like 8.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, it was gross. And I used to call like his father because his father lives downstairs. And I was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I don't give a shit. It's a fucking stupid ass house. I'm like calling in. I'm like, come get the mouse. He was like, meet me, like freaking out. So like heartbroken. And I caught like 8. It was crazy. And
then did you stuff the hole under the fridge? Because apparently the trick to getting rid of them is like blocking how they come in.
I don't remember if I did that. Maybe, but
because I think that's another reason why we didn't get any more. They stopped. Okay, because I think that's another reason why we didn't get any more. Because I like found a hole around the pipe.
After the 8,
I thought you meant like after 8 o'clock they stopped. And I was like,
they're like time for bed, guys.
I thought you meant after
they're
the
also on
one.
A schedule.
Eight, that's what I meant after the 8th one. Clearly, I didn't mean after 8 o'clock.
No, I thought you meant after the 8. It was like 8.
Like
what?
After 8, like the cookie.
They used to use traps, not poison. Yeah. No. Yeah. It really fucking sucks though, because that's like not even like a bug. Like that's a fucking animal in your house.
Well, there's a lot in my mom's house right now.
Oh yeah.
And she keeps cats nonstop. She finally called an exterminator. I was on the phone with her today, and she was like, "Yeah," she was like complaining about her little boy leaving. And now she had to... Yeah, now she's trying to plan all kinds of trips with me because I'm the single one now. And it's I'm her baby
kind
now.
Kind of, we're not sure.
Yeah, anyway. So she was talking on the phone and I'm like... And then she's like... Ah! And I'm like, what? What happened? She's like... I'm like, where is it? She's like, right in front of me.
Oh my God.
I'm like scared or something. Like make sure
some
that,
noise.
Make sure that he knows that it's not safe here. And she's like... I'm like, what was that? She's like, I tried to scare it. She's like, it left. And I'm like, that's all you're doing? It's like, yeah. My mom's funny. It's fucking weird. Up. She's like, yeah. Like, anyway, so yeah, that's mice.
Yeah. Nice.
Inner thought? No, we did inner thoughts.
Drunken Station.
Drunken Station.
Is where we're at.
So that was the inner thought.
We're in Drunken Station.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're right. It says, Netflix and wine is the new boyfriend you will need this fall. I saw the movie, The Invention of Lying.
Oh.
I saw it, like, literally the same night or the night after we recorded last podcast.
Did you think it was cute?
It was all right. But halfway through the movie, like, I had enough. Like, the novelty was gone. Mm. So they could have ended the movie halfway through and I would have been like, ah, oh, that was really cool. Then, like, it was long.
Yeah, after that. Dragged down, like, a bit.
Yeah. But it was funny.
I went to the movies last week for the first time in, like, a year. I went with Portugal.
What?
What'd you guys go see?
The Martian.
So oh, good. Was it good? Oh. Tom and I were going to go see that. And after watching the preview, I was like, meh.
I didn't want to go see it particularly because I was like, honestly, if he doesn't survive, like, this is a, like, the whole movie has no point. He's like, and he was like, he's either going to die saving people or dying making... Sorry.
Or dying
making Mars a livable planet for Earth, you know?
Right.
And I was like, I feel like he's going to survive, you know? And we took bets on it.
And he survived.
And he survived. I won.
It got good reviews. Was it good though? Like, was it worth, like...
It's kind of funny, actually.
Is it?
There's, like, a lot of intense scenes because it's in space and shit. Right. But the character that...
He's kind of funny, yeah.
Matt Damon plays is kind of funny and, like... Trying to make it light, you know?
A lot of people liked it. I didn't like it.
Oh, well, you saw it?
I saw it too.
I didn't think it was that kind of movie. I didn't think it was going to be only about him, like, saving him. I thought there was going to be a bigger thing of, like, moving everybody to Mars or something, you
know? Why when I saw the preview, when at first I was like I want to go see it, and we looked at the preview, I kind of got, it was like, it's just about saving him from Mars. Like, I wanted it to be like, you know, he really was dead or there was aliens involved. And when I realized there was nothing like that, I was like, I have no interest in doing
that. I don't think I would have been excited about aliens, but I mean, I wanted it to be about, like, you know, Earth and how we mistreat, you know, the environment, whatever. And this is, like, what we have to rely on. And there wasn't.
But I think more and more movies are going through that direction now, like, where it's about one character specifically, like Gravity. I don't know if you guys saw that movie.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the entire movie was literally two people. Like, oh, you only had two actors, like, in it.
That one?
Is oh, no, no, there's George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
With a bookshelf?
No.
George Clooney. No,
well,
the bookshelf. Bookshelf is Interstellar.
The one is that literally in space, they were like,
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
No,
anyways, so I feel like all movies are gonna, well, movies are gonna go towards that where it's like about one person and everything. I didn't like
I liked Gravity more than The Martian.
Yes, me too. I didn't like The Martian. Spoiler alert. I didn't like it because everything was so easy for him, I feel.
Well, it wasn't easy. He just he was just lighthearted enough to be like, okay, well, I don't have a choice.
I was expecting more of a psychological break.
And I had that discussion with Portugal after, because I was like, how long can you go without talking to anybody before you fucking lose your mind? Because I don't feel it's that long. Like, it's not that long.
But he was talking to the camera.
Yeah, but you don't have a real interaction with anybody else.
Right. What I didn't like is that he get. Are you going to see it?
Probably not.
Okay. He gets left on Mars because people think that he's dead.
Right.
And he wakes up and he gets left on Mars. And it's like... Okay, you get left on fucking Mars. Like, how scary is that? Even though you're fucking educated and he's a botanist and whatever, whatever. By day two, he was like, I'm not dying here. And he, like, started, like his
planting,
proactive...
Planting stuff.
Yeah, he's, like, proactive way of him surviving.
But I like that
I was like, give me one day of a psychological break that you're like... Oh my God, got left on Mars.
But I think,
you know what I mean?
Astronauts aren't allowed to, like... Astronauts
not allowed,
but like you go through psychological exams to make sure you
to
wouldn't
see how you would low act, your breaking point is. You know?
But you get left on Mars. Yeah.
I know, but you know,
it's not like something that you go through training. Like, by the way, in case you get left behind,
but I think you do though. No, as an astronaut, like, if you
but
get
at
left
the end of the movie, he's like in class, like he survives, and he's teaching a class of future astronauts. I'm assuming he's like, if you're not prepared to die, quit this like right now, because you will be in a position where you're actually almost dead.
I was just expecting a little bit of a psychological break, like just
me
little
too.
Bit, you know?
I have to say that I didn't think it was very, I like that he was able to like bounce back, like that's great, like great fucking character, but it's not believable, like let's get real.
It's like something explodes at one point and he's like, oh, shucks. And he, like, tapes it up with plastic. And it's like, no, no.
Get angry, man.
Just get angry a little bit, you know?
Like, you just lost your, like, all your potatoes, yeah, man.
All your potatoes.
Yeah, literally. It was, like, weird. Anyways, but it was all right. Like, the movie was okay. It wasn't the best movie of the year, though.
No, no. I wanted to see, like, a horror movie, and that didn't happen. But we went to the movies for the first time together. And my first time in, like, a year.
Awesome.
I love
And we ate popcorn. It was delicious. Mm. And then we bought a Mickey of Jameson and we had it in like our drinks.
Oh, I love that. Tom and I used to do that a lot last year. We'd buy not the Mickeys, but the little shooter bottles and put them in our Tim Hortons lemonade slush thing.
So good.
Yeah. As a joke, this happened recently. As a joke once, Tom must have had KG in an SAQ with him, like in a liquor store. And he told her those little mini bottles were for kids.
No. So
I had to go buy wine, I think, for my mom or something. And I had KG with me. And so we're standing in line. And she's like, Daddy said these ones are for kids. And the guy behind me took like a fit of laughter. He was dying. I was like, they're not for kids. The people's trick-or-treat bags.
Oh my God, best Halloween ever.
You see all the adults fucking like.
It'd be amazing.
Trick-or-treating.
Okay. Hey, Charlie, if All One Aside episode 27, which is today, is recorded on October 19th, which
is
today, you need to have a drink for me because it's my birthday.
Who's this?
GBL.
Happy birthday, GBL.
Drink
for
GBL.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday, GBL.
My glass is empty.
Happy birthday, dear GBL. Happy birthday to you.
Now you have to clap.
Oh.
There you go. Now we're all involved.
I was just thinking, would he get that? Because isn't that like Marilyn Monroe's very like American?
Oh, he's like, doesn't live in space.
I don't know. I don't know how different it is.
Marilyn Monroe.
40-to-1 sheep to man ratio. I don't know if he gets the whole happy birthday, Mr. President thing.
Please. Happy birthday, Mr. President is worldwide known.
Did you guys hear that apparently there's an article out there, which we don't know if it's real or not, but that apparently the astronauts, or, you know, the people, NASA, got a hint that they think that maybe they got a hint of a extraterrestrial base in space.
What?
Yeah, because when they look at images of planets, they can tell when a planet passes in front of another, a star passes in front of another star, like a planet, basically, by a dip in luminosity. So basically, when there's a dip in luminosity, they can tell like how long it takes for the planet to pass in front of each other and how big it is. And I don't know, they can tell everything. But there's apparently one specific star that they're looking at right now where instead of having a dip, it blinks and they can't understand the phenomenon.
So it's actually an eye?
They think that it's... they think that it's like maybe a structure.
Huh.
Rather than an actual star. But they, like, a lot of people are thinking like maybe it's just like a natural phenomenon that we just can't explain yet.
Right.
But some people are thinking that maybe it's not a star. It's actual something that was like built...
Wow.
Imagine how cool that would be.
That would really be cool.
Fucking cool.
That would be amazing.
I hope they update us on that soon.
I know. I have to check what the link is. Ken was telling me about that, but yeah.
Ah, damn Ken.
But yeah, he was. Okay, inner thoughts. When sign makers go on strike, what do their signs say?
Do they have signs?
I don't know. I think that would be the most professional looking signs ever.
Yeah, and they make them before they go on strike.
But if they're on strike, they wouldn't be making any signs.
They would make them, they prepare for the strike.
That's true. Teachers are going on strike on Thursday at KG school. It's closed.
Just Thursday?
Yeah. For now, there might be a couple of dates in November, but as it stands right now, only Thursday's been confirmed. Which is kind of cool because I have a doctor's appointment, so she can come with me to a doctor's appointment. Hear the baby's heartbeat.
Oh, that's cute.
Funny things work out.
Funny. Yeah, watch. I'm going to get a call from my doctor tomorrow to reschedule the appointment now. It always gets you scheduled.
Does it really?
Yeah, often. They're often like, they get called to the hospital and stuff, right? Did I tell you guys that I got my C-section date? And what day it falls on?
No, but can you talk into Mike?
Sorry. I got my C-section date. It falls on Tom's birthday.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yes, you did tell me. He would have the same birthday as Tom. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Same birthday as his daddy.
I have a feeling you're going to have it naturally.
I keep having that feeling, too. I actually had a dream about it the other night, too. It was the weirdest thing because in my dream, my water broke. So because my water broke, my whole belly like deflated onto the baby. So I could like make out the baby perfectly through my skin.
Oh,
it was really weird. Yeah, and I was like able to like maneuver it. It was the weirdest thing. I hope it's not really like that. I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
And then at the last minute, they still sent me in for a C-section because it just wasn't happening. But instead of like what they actually do when you go for a C-section is they take your whole bed and like roll you to the OR. In my dream, they're like, okay, so you're going to go down the hall, turn right. And like they gave me directions to get to the OR and I kept getting lost because the hospital is like a half hospital, half shopping mall.
Yeah. Like a hospital in Fairview Point Clara?
Pretty much. There was like jewelry stands and perfume stands. It was weird.
Yeah. If you want to look glamorous for your delivery.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, and last tweet. If prune juice are dehydrated plums, where does prune juice come from?
Where's the juice come from? But prunes are pretty juicy, even though they're dehydrated plums. They're still kind of juicy a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just takes a lot.
I don't know. I'm not the type of person that will eat prune juice. So I don't know.
Eat prune juice?
Drink?
Pretty gross. It's very thick, so.
It's good for your diarrhea shit, you know?
Well,
your
the opposite.
She has diarrhea, not me.
Mm-hmm. Prune juice isn't good for diarrhea. It's opposite.
No, it's to, like, give you diarrhea.
Apparently cow milk's good for that, too.
Ew.
Mm.
Gross.
Not
okay,
for me.
Well, that's our show. Just diarrhea.
We have no calls or anything?
Oh, do we?
Emails? What the fuck? No one loves us?
No.
And that was all, like, inner thoughts. It wasn't, like, drunken station or anything.
What do you want?
I don't know. I want something better.
No, because, what's his name? Your boyfriend there? Carnage. He still didn't send us anything, so.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting for his sexy accent.
So, guys, we're, like, waiting. Like, old school, where are you? Carp, where are you? Fuck, come out of your bubbles and message us. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Next episode, I'm going to be in San Francisco. So, chances are you guys are going to get either a special episode or something. It's not like you guys can do anything.
No. Yeah, we're just there for a beautiful brain.
That's right. And then the week after, you're going to be probably in the hospital. So, we'll see if we can... We'll do something about that.
I can call in if anything
from the hospital
with a baby on my boob.
Or maybe we'll record live from the hospital. We'll arrive drunk just for you.
Oh my god, the nurse is gonna be so annoyed.
I cannot wait to see you plug all your shit drunk. That would be
no,
the best.
Just a recorder like this. in your face. Yeah.
How was it delivering that baby?
Okay.
Oh, it's only a few hours. You push it out and then it's forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how it goes.
My cousin was in labor for 54 fucking hours. 54 fucking hours.
Was she really? You sleep within that time if you have like the epidural. You can sleep a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I don't think she slept much during that time.
I don't want kids, so I don't care. I don't care.
I didn't think I wanted either until they took it away from me.
But you know what? I feel like I'm leaning towards like, I keep on saying I don't want them, but I feel like if I had a good guy,
you will get one. Maybe I'll have it. No, wait. Maybe we should sign a contract about this.
What?
I'll have your baby and be like, you know what, Charlie? I want it. Give it back to me.
Fuck.
And then you'll have a baby with Ken.
Yeah, I don't want a baby with Ken.
I know. So I get to keep it. Maybe that's my insurance.
I could have a baby with Portugal. I could have a Portuguese baby. Can you imagine? Oh, God.
You don't want an Italian baby? No, I'm not even involved. Never mind.
You and I cannot have a baby together.
Why not?
Although it would be a very cute baby.
It would be a very cute baby. Curly blonde hair.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. Yes.
Hopefully.
What color are your eyes? Like hazel. Light brown hazel?
Mm-hmm. Hazel. Except if I'm in Italy. If I'm in Italy, they're orange.
Funny,
is. So stupid.
I think hazel changes.
I think it's the salt in the water.
The sun? Maybe?
No, the salt water.
The salt?
Like the ocean?
The ocean?
Ocean?
The ocean.
The ocean is doing that.
Makes my eyes orange.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Well. Okay, well.
All right.
Peace out, niggas. I said it!
Might want to edit that out.
No!
What did you say before, niggas?
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out. Maybe just keep the peace out. Peace out!
Bleep. No, I said the N-word and you said the N-word, so now I'm keeping it.
I was just repeating it.
You said it.
She has to say it because she's sleeping with an angry.
Maybe I'll delete mine and keep yours.
Oh! That is not fair. That is not fair. I'm the whitest person. I never say niggas.
Hey, I know that we're the end of the episode.
You said it twice in the past minute.
I know that we're the end of the episode and that you have to leave because you have to go vote, but we didn't talk about what we're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the bottle's empty. But hey, we drank the cider. Michel Jodoin cider.
We drank cider.
Blanc de pépin. Rend petite Caroline à Rougemont. And it's gluten-free, so...
And it's Quebecer.
Gluten-free?
It's gluten-free.
Is wine usually not gluten-free?
It's not wine, it's cider.
Oh, look at that.
It's delicious.
8 o'clock on the dot. Boom, we're done. You can go vote now.
Should we be changing season soon? Like season 2 episode something?
This is technically season 2.
Is it? Has it been a year exactly?
Yeah. Season 2,
I think we should start season 2 after you come back and she's had her baby. Season 2.
That's kind of a good opening season.
Alright. You know, once you can drink again, at least one glass.
You know what I think we should do when we can all drink?
What?
We should take a shot to start and then drink.
That's a good idea. I think I want to buy breathalyzer tests because I was reading on like...
What?
Because I was reading that when you're breastfeeding and you drink, once the alcohol is not in your blood anymore, it's not in your breast milk. So if you take like a breathalyzer, because the breathalyzer tells you what your blood alcohol level is, right? So I'll be able to tell if it's in my blood or not.
Okay, bye.
I gave up unpasteurized cheeses for this child.
Bye, Brooke.
Bye.
You don't say bye to me?
Bye, Sloan.
Okay, bye.
Yay.
That was like...
Oh, now my nose clears up.
Oh! Isn't that funny how it works out?